Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you with Scott Stewart of the National Livestock Producers joining us. We're talking beef checkoff in just a moment.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and Go Bob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. Go Bob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. Go Bob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. Go Bob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, Go Bob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at Go Bob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
With the National Farmers Union pulling out of the Beef Checkoff Working Group this last fall, there's still 8 groups that are moving forward with trying to enhance the Beef Checkoff. Chair of the working group is Scott Stewart of the National Livestock Producers. And he says the group has put together a Memorandum of Understanding, an MOU, and at the heart of that MOU, an increase in the dollar head beef checkoff to $2.
Everyone going into this agreed that it was a everyone in the enhancement working group, that obviously more resources were needed. And in this, the MOU that we are at least now discussing among our memberships and our leaderships, we would be looking at a $1 increase in the beef checkoff. Some other things that are addressed within the MOU is there is a refund element of that additional dollar that would be part of that, to where if a producer did not want to pay the extra dollar, they could go through the process and request a refund. It would provide for the opportunity, much like the soybean checkoff, where producers every 5 years could go to a local FSA office or whatever is determined to be the best place for them to do that and just sign up and say, hey, we'd like to have a referendum on either continuing it or maybe even increasing the assessment in the future. That would be entirely up to the producers. And, you know, to that very point, Ron, too, I want to make it clear that this group is very, very firm on the point that producers would vote on this before any addition would go into process.
And Scott Stewart says within the MOU that the 8 groups are considering, there are language that would actually change the way that the Beef Promotion Operating Committee is nominated. Who would be nominating them specifically?
The other things, there's been a lot of discussion led to the points on the Beef Promotion Operating Committee. Obviously, that's the crux of the beef checkoff. That is the 20-member group that makes the funding decisions for the dollars that are collected by the checkoff. What we are suggesting as part of the MOU is to involve more industry groups in that decision process of who those BPOC or operating committee members would be. And essentially what it does is it sets up an element to where a nominating committee only for the operating committee that would consist of 7 Cattlemen Beef Board members, 7 Federation of State Beef Council members, and then 7 at large, if you will, or members of organizations, other organizations that have an interest in the checkoff. That's a big one because, again, the operating committee is a very important entity, and we certainly want to make sure that the very best people in the country are part of that.
Chair of the Beef Checkoff Working Group, Scott Stewart, talking about the MOU that the 8 groups that are part of the working group now are considering. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 37th Annual All Breed Bull Sale. It's Saturday, February 7th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. The sale includes bulls consigned from the Black Hereford Ranch, 2-H Farms, Murrow Farms, Moliette Angus, and many more. The sale features some 40-plus breed age bulls registered in commercial Angus, Hereford, Red Angus, Simmental, and others. For more information, call 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattlemen@yahoo.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.